Homeward Bound, May 6. Your very first work. My voice ye shall hear in the morning, O Lord. Psalm 5, verse 3. By faith you became Christ's, and by faith you are to grow up in him, by giving and taking. You are to give all, your heart, your will, your service. Give yourself to him to obey all his requirements. And you must take all, Christ, the fullness of all blessing, to abide in your heart, to be your strength, your righteousness, your everlasting helper, to give you power to obey. Consecrate yourself to God in the morning. Make this your very first work. Let your prayer be, Take me, O Lord, as wholly thine. I lay all my plans at thy feet. Use me today in thy service. Abide with me, and let all my work be wrought in thee. This is a daily matter. Each morning consecrate yourself to God for that day. Surrender all your plans to him, to be carried out or given up as his providence shall indicate. Thus, day by day, you may be giving your life into the hands of God, and thus your life will be molded more and more after the life of Christ. A life in Christ is a life of restfulness. There may be no ecstasy of feeling, but there should be an abiding, peaceful trust. Your hope is not in yourself, it is in Christ. Your weakness is united to his strength, your ignorance to his wisdom, your frailty to his enduring might. So you are not to look to yourself, not to let the mind dwell upon self, but look to Christ. Let the mind dwell upon his love, upon the beauty, the perfection of his character. Christ in his self-denial, Christ in his humiliation, Christ in his purity and holiness, Christ in his matchless love. This is the subject for the soul's contemplation. It is by loving him, copying him, depending wholly upon him, that you are to be transformed into his likeness. Jesus says, Abide in me. These words convey the idea of rest, stability, confidence. Again he invites, Come unto me, and I will give you rest. The words of the psalmist express the same thought. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. This rest is not found in inactivity, for in the Savior's invitation, the promise of rest is united with the call to labor. Take my yoke upon you, and ye shall find rest. The heart that rests most fully upon Christ will be most earnest and active in labor for him. Steps to Christ, pages 70 and 71.